Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Soundsington Media!
Hey Meredith, have you ever seen a meteor shower?
Yes, the other night with you, remember we watched the Perseids. Do you remember, Brian?
Oh my gosh, yes, I was there for that and I do remember. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Okay, phew, I thought you forgot. And I was like, Brian, that just happened. But hey, Brian, have you ever seen a shooting star?
Yeah, I did. The other night with you while we were watching the Perseid meteor shower, that's when we saw the shooting stars. Do you remember that, Meredith?
Yeah, I remember. Do you remember?
I do. I'm having deja vu. Listen, while we figure this out, why don't you all get ready for another question from our listener community? Because we're going to be talking about shooting stars.
This is Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids. Reaching Out gives us the chance to answer real questions about space from kids around the world.
This week's question is from Ryan in Philadelphia, who asks...
Hi, this is Ryan from Philadelphia, and my question is, what's a shooting star?
Great question, Ryan. Shooting stars aren't actually stars at all. They're actually very small pieces of dust and rock that burn up in the Earth's atmosphere.
You see, there's a lot of debris in space, and as the Earth orbits the Sun, it sometimes passes through the clouds of dust and rock left behind from a passing comet or a piece of an asteroid.
Sometimes these small pieces of dust and rock pass through the Earth's atmosphere, and when this happens, these objects brush up against air particles, creating friction.
And as we know, friction causes heat.
And the friction between these small pieces of rock and air molecules creates lots of heat, which vaporizes the rocks and creates what we observe as a shooting star.
So what do these shooting stars have to do with meteors?
Well, Brian, these small pieces of dust and rocks, or meteors, often fall through the atmosphere during certain times of the year.
These events are known as meteor showers, and sometimes occur regularly, such as the Perseid meteor shower that happens every summer in July and August.
Talk about a front row seat to an incredible show.
With free tickets.
Fun fact, if any part of the dust or rock ends up landing, it becomes known as a meteorite.
Another fun fact, if that happens, you can try to find it.
Thanks to Ryan for the great question.
And if you have a question about space for a future episode of Reaching Out, get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402.
Then leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered to reachthepodcast@gmail.com.
That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Meredith Stepien
and Brian Holden. Reach is produced by Nate DeFort and Sandy Marshall and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
Our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
We're back next week with a full episode of Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com. So Meredith, have you ever seen a shooting star?
Yeah, with you, Brian.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Okay. Yep, I remember. What is happening?
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100 plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.